Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Missing Show, and we are in motion all the way. It's going to be okay. So today on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, the 27th of August, we talking to each other about what they would never do in front of your face, what they would never do in front of you. You know, when you were a child, you know, or if you have children now, there's a good chance that in their younger years, they would never let you hear them curse. They ain't going to curse right in front of you. You might get an ass whooping or at least a reprimand or something like that. They probably have been taught that that's not appropriate behavior, so they're not going to do that around you. But there are other things that your children may not do around you either, you know, like if you're a strict parent. There may be a whole, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Did I say August 27th? My bad, Cal Chamberlain. Let me I meant to say July 27th. I'm all the way in Virgo land. No, please, no. Nah, they all right. They all right. Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. And I see you, Carol Chamber. Let me favorita. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. As always, great to have your people going. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. As always, great to have my people going directly in your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, and do the thing. Relax and chill. Be dressed to kill if you want. But right now, sit down, drink a little, smoke blunts. Don't do none of that. That's not what you're into. We got a little small window. All right. So, like I said, there may be a bunch of things that your children wouldn't do in front of you because you've taught them better. It don't mean that they don't do it. You know, sometimes our the way that we teach our children has such a great impact on them that they make sure that we don't see them do certain things. But there's also peer pressure out there, and there may be things that they may do out there in the world, whether it's on a consistent basis or not, that they just would not ever do in front of you. For example, I know back in the day, I don't know about the day, but I know back in the day, young girls, little girls would not act fresh in front of their parents. They ain't going to do it. So even if you was a little hot ass when you was younger, even if you did flash the boys with your panties under your skirt when you was little, you ain't going to let your mom see that. You ain't going to let your dad see that. That is a guaranteed automatic ass whooping. No way. You listen, your parents, if you out there lifting up your skirts and all of that, and you don't get an ass whooping immediately, like on site, it's on site, then something is wrong. I mean, all the other questions about, like, who taught you to do that and who have you done that in front of before and who is the first person that instructed you that was okay. Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that bag later. But right now, we're going to get to that ass-whooping bag. So you can see without a doubt that that's not going to fly. And so that's why young girls do not act fresh in front of their parents. Now, your parents could have been straight pimps and hoes, but you ain't going to act like that around them because they're not going to approve of it. And funny thing is, a lot of parents do things that they would not approve of their children doing, you know. So that's when the whole do as I say, don't do as I do, that's when that whole thing kicks in. Do you understand? Do you underdig? Do you feel me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Is it real? See, well, that's how it's going down. Things that they would never do in front of you. What they would never do in front of you. We can also flip it and say what you would never do in front of them. Shoot, some of us, like I'm 51 years old, and there's still elderly people that I won't curse in front of. Shit, and I'm damn near there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think once a person gets like past 75 or whatever, once people get to the point where you have to call them miss, whatever age you are, once you have to call them miss or mister, then you have reached a certain respect level with them. And if you was taught right, you're probably going to fall in line and not be doing no crazy shit. Crazy shit. So, you know, what they would never do in front of you, would they diss you to your face? Probably not. What's going on, Sucre JTS, what's going on, my good to see me, some of you. And also coming through, Cherry Dana, Dane, it's Cinderella, Dane, what's going on, my? And also Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Good to see y'all. Thanks for coming through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all share the show. Don't keep it all to yourself. Ayo. All right. So what they would never do in front of you, you know, there's, like I said, when you get to the level of having to call somebody Miss or Mister. Yeah. More than likely, you're going to try to conduct yourself a little better or a little differently. You're going to switch the game up a little bit. Like, listen, Miss Johnson don't need to hear me, blah, 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 blah. Miss Johnson live next door. You know what I mean? You and your man, you and your girl be screwing y'all brains out, banging up against the wall all crazy. You know Miss Johnson hear you. You know what I mean? Like, listen, somebody got to put a pillow over your face tonight. We can't have Miss Johnson, you know what I mean, hand them that hair. You know, scream as if somebody is killing you ass. Ain't nobody killing you. It's like you dying. You ain't going to die. You ain't gonna die. If you was gonna die, you would have died all last month before last year, years ago. You ain't gonna die. You ain't dying. You still playing dead off after all these years. Still playing dead. Why you playing dead for? Anyway, you don't want Miss Johnson hearing you. You know. You don't want Miss Johnson listening to you call Jesus and you ain't in church or listening to gospel or even watching a tape of Dr. Thea Jones. Okay, all right, Jim Jones. Okay, all right, Reverend Ike. Okay, Creflo. Okay, all right, TDJ. Okay, Jesus. You ain't even a Christian. Here you are screaming, Jesus. I know I'm going to hell for this, but do y'all Muslim chicks out there be screaming Muhammad? I doubt it. That would get y'all in a lot of that probably that fucking ram get your hands cut off. Who the fuck is Muhammad? I was talking about the prophet, bitch. But you can get away with calling Jesus. How your man know you're not talking about Jesus? Got your girl screaming Jesus. Jesus. Anyway. Oh, Kia, cosmetologist. What's up, Kia, cosmetologist? Kia, the cosmetologist. That's what's up. Thanks for coming on through on the Instagram side. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on by. So, yeah, what they would never do in front of you. Hey, listen, people are together for years and still fear each other. People are together for years and are still ashamed or bashful to express themselves. Y'all know what we was talking about. Remember we was talking last night when I was talking about the dude, you know what I mean? Here you are trying to get some ass, but scared to show your dick. Scared to show your dick. How you going to get some ass? Like, you want to use your dick, scared to show your dick. So, you remember last night, hiding your shame? Oh, God, he's hiding his shame. All right, anyway, but then, yo, or some real shit. There are plenty of people in this world, plenty of couples out there that don't talk to each other, and they don't show things or express things to each other because they're really not all that comfortable with each other. The trust level really isn't there. They may trust them in some ways, but if a dude if you with a dude and he's still acting too cool, after y'all already been together for 6 months, a year, or longer than that, yo, you got to check that. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, it happens, though. It happens. You know what I mean? I told y'all how back in the day, I knew chicks that was scared to take their shirt off, would not take their shirt off to save their fucking life. Like, yo, so you just want... You gonna keep your titties in that bag under the shirt? Like, she'll let you feel them, but she ain't taking her shirt off. I'm like, no. No, see, requirement for having sex is to be naked. Like, you gonna have to be insecure later on. It ain't gonna work tonight, though. So anyway, so there are a lot of things that people who have been together for a long time will not do in front of each other. Like some men, like I said, they might be too cool, still playing it too cool on some Steve Harvey shit. You know what I mean? Wear a suit every day on some fly shit, but he might be scared. He might be scared to do certain things in front of you, like sing. If a man won't sing in front of you, listen, ain't nobody voice that bad they can't sing any song. And why would you want to be with somebody who you could not sing in front of? Why would you want to be with somebody that you were afraid was going to ridicule you just for trying to get loose, spread your wings, do your thing, and express yourself? Why would you want to be with somebody like that? Well, I understand that a lot of people are not even really thinking like that. Like, it's not about expressing yourself. It's just that, you know, some people ain't into certain things, and I ain't trying to be. Anyway, like I said, you know, your man might not sing in front of you. Your man might not dance in front of you. He's scared to dance, you know. You go to a family function and shit, he want to play the wall. Like, ain't no wall, this is my family. But anyway, singing and dancing is one of those things that men and women fear doing in front of each other. It's sad, but yeah. You may be with somebody who would not sing in front of you or would not dance in front of you. It happens. There are ways for you to overcome that. Plenty of ways, not even painstaking ways, but nonetheless, the situation exists. Emily Dunlap in the house and said to Emily, how you feeling, Ma? And also, Fran Golson, you are my friend. What's going on, Fran? How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see you. You know what I'm saying? So, Cherry says, times are different. My children smoke at their house. I would never smoke in front of my mother, even at my house. I felt funny having a glass of wine in front of my mother, and I was married. Yeah, evidently, y'all had a different relationship. Now, I'm not saying that your children don't respect you, but yeah, that's a different relationship. Evidently, you raised your children different than your mom raised you. So where they feel comfortable doing that around you is because evidently you gave them a little bit more rope than may have been given to you. Or you give off a different energy than your mom gave off to you. So, you know, I ain't going to judge that one way or another, but... You know what I mean? I mean, more than likely, that's the difference. I see. I mean, back in the day, old heads who smoked weed didn't smoke that shit in front of the kids. Now, every cookout I go to, old heads smoke weed. Old heads wasn't smoking weed like that when I was growing up. Even when I was grown, they didn't smoke it like that. And I swear, in the last 20, 30 years, all these old heads, it's like everybody over 60 still, I ain't going to say everybody, but so many people over 60 smoke weed. And they, you know, you like I said, you go to the cookout, you know, they smoking weed. The kids are running around, they playing and all that shit. And I'm like, all this, I'm looking at this shit like, well, damn. Old heads used to set a better example for the kids. Now, they don't give a fuck. So there's certain things that people do in front of kids now that they didn't do before. They just didn't do that before. And that's my word. Now, I ain't saying that they ain't do that anywhere, because there's always been a bunch of unconventional, ratchet, crazy, ghetto shit that people have done, but it wasn't. Come on, man. I know functions that I went to, that wasn't the flavor. We wasn't doing that. You know, the old heads that did smoke weed, you ain't even know they smoke weed. They would take you out to the Chevy, the Cadillac, the Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, and y'all would smoke in the car. Or if it was at a cookout in the park, they would go in the woods with you in the park. Like, yeah, come on. Oh, young blood, come on. Yeah, you know, I got a little, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Or you went to them. It's like, I know you, you know, I know you puff a little bit. So you, if you want to, we can go over here. And it was like that. It wasn't, you know, they didn't just, you know, you ain't see no old heads rolling, splitting no blunts, emptying them out, putting the weed in the blunt, rolling the blunt and shit, smoking blunts. So they ain't even smoke no blunt. They ain't smoke no blunts. Oh, here they ain't smoke no blunts back in the day. They would joint you to death. But that's where we at. So it's a two-way street. There are certain things that kids won't do in front of adults or in front of their parents, but there are also things that parents and adults wouldn't do in front of kids. Now, boom, there you go. But we're talking about what they would never do in front of you. Ooh. What they would never do, what they would never do in front of you. What they would never do in front of you. What are some things that you know that people would, that people that you know would not do in front of you? Shit. Some people will not read out loud in front of you. You know, if they think that they have a reading problem, whatever they have, or if they have a really bad speech impediment, they ain't reading in front of you. How many of y'all know somebody who would not read out loud in front of people? They like, nah, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. And then you have the... All right, hold on, hold on. Hold on. You got people who won't read out loud in front of you. And then you have some people who can't read to themselves in front of you. You like, all right, you know, just read this to yourself. And they like, oh, yeah, then the fox ran off with the chicken and the chicken started clucking. And then, you know, this chicken wasn't the chicken to mess around with because this was a rooster chicken and the chicken and the rooster chicken could fight because he was a cockfighter, you know, a cockfighter. And I don't mean like a pussy fighter from Philly. And I don't mean like a dick fighter from New York, but I mean like he was a cockfighter. So he, you know. The rooster scratched the fox eyes out, and the fox was real fucked up about it. You know what I'm saying? So then after the fox ran off and he ain't make it, he bled out. And then the farmer saw the fox and made a hat out of the fox tail. You don't know how to read silently. Y'all ain't never know nobody who couldn't read silently. Dear Miss or Madam, dear Sir or Madam, this is to inform you that your services will be discontinued if you don't pay this fucking money. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. All right. Thank y'all for liking the show. Thank y'all for sharing the show. And thank y'all for subscribing to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, you still got a chance to do that. Please be down with the crew. I would do it for you. And you know that is true. Carol Seymour says, I was almost 30 before I drank in front of my dad. I hear that. Emily says, Jerry, I still won't drink, smoke, or curse in front of my elders. My sons don't do any of those things in front of me either. I hear that. Okay. Yeah. Smoke your reefers, take sips of the brew when they reminisce over you, my God. All right. So it says, yeah, whatever happened to going? Never mind. You just said it. Yeah, they used to go to the car. No, you know, they would go to the car. They used to smoke weed right out there in the park or in your backyard or in your porch. They used to do that shit. They smoked on the low. You ain't even know. Only people who knew that they puffed or that they huffed was the people who they did it with. Other than that, I was like, nah, you got to advertise smoking a weed. You like to smoke weed, yo? Go ahead, smoke a little weed. I mean, get out of the way. Stay out of the way. No, these old heads, they... Oh, yeah. Oh, damn, you got me a Philly instead of a Dutch Master. I don't like smoking this shit, but all right. This shit got a lot of seeds in it. Who got fire? I'm like, y'all motherfucking trifling. Y'all trife. I invited DHS to this party. I'm inviting Child Protective Services to the cookout. Y'all foul. Y'all real foul. You know what I'm saying? No, just this. And then Daniel Boone came and stole the fire. Carol Jamie says, you know how to do that all too. Shit. I used to smoke weed every day. I told y'all for 1 year I smoked every day. And I got the most out of it too. I would never buy Philly blunts. I would never buy Dutch Masters, none of that shit. I used to go to the drugstore, get a box of Optimo cigars. The green shit. Cause it's real leaf. You smoke weed out of real leaf, that shit burn mad slow. With Optimos, you get all of the weed. You would get all of the weed. And if you didn't keep puffing, the shit would go out. It would burn out. So it ain't, you know how motherfuckers be smoking weed and shit. They busy talking like, yeah, so, yeah. So the shit was kind of crazy, man. We was at work and shit. And, you know, my homie that worked with me, yeah, I mean, like, yo, that's my mother. By the way, I'm going to bring him over here. I'm going to invite him over when he get a chance and shit. But that's my dog and shit. So he clocked me in. But my hating ass coworker and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, nosy bitch. She's saying that he can't clock me in and all of that shit. You fuck around get fired over this shit. I tell you one thing. That bitch tell on me. I'm going to get my girl. No, you know what? I ain't going to do that. I'm going to get my girl cousin. I'm going to get my girl cousin and shit and come up to the job. I'm going to light her stupid ass up for real shit. Better keep a motherfucking mouth shut. So, yeah, so he clocked me in and shit. I was still in the subway when he clocked me in. And so I was like, well, since I'm already clocked in, I'm going to go to Wawa. I'm going to get me like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and shit, like a croissant. You know what I mean? That dumb shit, like, nigga. I can see if it's all your weed. It's not all your weed. You put 250 on a nick. This is a nick. You're wasting my weed, son. You're wasting the weed. So with Optimo, you ain't have to worry about that. That motherfucker didn't smoke. He gonna have to light up again. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Yeah, so yeah, and when I did smoke, my man who used to smoke, he used to smoke the weed with his actual lips. Like, nigga, I'm like, yo, smoke with your fingers. Hold the blunt with your fingers. Suck out of your fingers. You smoke your fingers, right? I motherfucking pass the weed back and the weed all wet. I'm not smoking that. So what I used to do is I would separate the weed. I was like, look, this is my blunt. That's your blunt. Yeah, you're not smoking. I'm not smoking with you. We smoking together, but we ain't smoking on the same shit. Like, I'm not getting cooties. Listen, you shouldn't smoke and feel some kind of way at the same time. Bad enough is this good weed, you know, you get a little paranoia. But no wet ass blunt. First time he did that shit, I was like, yo, what you doing? So I'm looking at him actually smoke, like, oh, this nigga smokes. He put his lips on the blunt. Like, you nasty bastard. Like, we not doing that. I feel like I'm kissing a nigga. Anyway, and I wouldn't do that. I did kiss my dad. I did kiss my dad every day. Every day I went over there before I left, I kissed him. Totally my love. I wish I could do that now. Anyway. Tammy G, what's going on, ma? Thanks for coming on through. And Robin Ming. My big sis doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. So, yeah, we talking about what they wouldn't do in front of you. What they wouldn't do in front of you. Some people wouldn't talk shit in front of you. Some people won't sing in front of you. Some people won't dance in front of you. Some people won't read out loud in front of you. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of a bad thing, in my opinion, to have a talent that you are afraid to express in front of certain people because you think they're going to laugh at you. I'm like, well, if it's a talent, why would they laugh? I wouldn't give a, yeah, man, I think you should express your talents and shit. I wouldn't give a fuck if all you could do was fart under your underarms. Like, shit, it's a talent. It's talent, man. You know, it's like you playing a kazoo. Remember the movie A Breakfast Club, Remember Breakfast Club? And remember Molly Ringwald? She put the lipstick between the titties and put a lipstick on her lips and shit. And it was amazing that she could do that because she didn't have no big titties. I'm like, well, what's holding the lipstick in place? But she was awfully skilled. I'm sure that there was some camera tricks right there, you know, helping her out. But let's just say she actually pulled that stunt off. I'm like, that would be pretty amazing. And I remember the boy Judd Nelson clowned her because of that. He was like, this bitch. That's what we doing? Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. And my man, Magnificent Morocco. What's going on, my brother? You know what I'm saying? Okay, he says, Philly Blunt burns slower. Ask Mr. Cheeks. Man, Philly Blunt burns fast as fuck. That cheap shit. That's why they only cost 50 cents. The rest of the blunts be like $1. I don't know what they cost now, you know what I mean? Now they got all kinds of, they have cigar papers, blunt papers, blunt roll-ups and shit, you know, different. Oh, this is cognac right here. Like, yeah, I need to smell liquor while I smoke. Like, what is this, incense? Don't nobody wanna, you know what I'm saying? What they would not do in front of you. What they would never do in front of you. You know, like I was talking about earlier in the show, you know, you would if you had a problem with somebody and you heard that they didn't like something about you or whatever, you tell them, come say it in my face. Say it to my face, because, you knew there was going to be a fight if they said what they said to your face. So one of the things that a person would probably never do in front of you is talk about your mom. You got something to say about my mom. You got something to say about my kids. You got something to say about my favorite cousin. Say it to my face. So you can get punched in yours. I will dot your eye. I close your eye for the weekend. Dot your eye. I close your eye for the weekend. Dot your eye. I close your eye for the weekend. Put a sign on your eye to say, close for the weekend. Say, dot your eyes. Yo, cross your teeth. I dot your eyes. I cross your teeth. Say, dot your eyes. I cross your teeth. And I'm going to put a sign on your I-E-Y-E. No, it's E-Y-E. Don't worry about it, son. Don't worry about me. Carol Zimmerman says, Karen Lennox just asked about you. Yeah, I saw that she posted something. She posted a condolence joint on my page last week. I think it was like last week, but, you know, I know I was in Facebook chat. I couldn't like nothing. Shout out to my 47%. My 47% crew, you know what I mean? I know they gave me condolences. I'm gonna make up some time. I haven't been able to do no birthday shout. I got y'all. I'm gonna make some people up. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm out right now. I don't know. Omar Page might have to go. It ain't. I don't know. You know, God can't control himself as far as Facebook is concerned. All right. Anyway, Hudson says I'll have to check that out. I try to enjoy myself in front of everyone. However, I do have my shy moments. I may do something one time, and the next time I won't. Guess the flip side in me. Okay. The point is, if you never do it in front of some people or a person, maybe because you fear rebuttal or you fear that they're going to, you know, try to talk about you, diss you, tease you, humiliate you, whatever, you know, embarrass you, whatever. TK Wright says, I have sung in front of large crowds, but won't sing in front of certain people that I'm close to. I think that's so weird, but I know for a fact that you're telling the truth. My own daughter, she used to sing all the time when she was younger. And she took dance classes. I've seen her sing in front of crowds, large crowds. I've seen her dance in front of large crowds. I've seen her act on stage, leading roles. She's actually pretty good. She got that Mac and Tad thing going on. But I'd be like, yeah, baby, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. I sing in front of anybody. I don't give a fuck. But she won't sing in front of me now. She'd be like, Yanni got a pretty good voice. But she'd be like, dance? I don't dance. I don't dance. Here we are on this mountaintop where the air is clean. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Peaceful Living, Natalie Cole. All right. Okay. Tammy G says, do I drink? No, I don't drink. I don't drink or smoke. I haven't drank in 8 years. Wait. Oh, shit, it's about to be 9 years, y'all. It's about to be 9 years this year. Yeah, I don't drink. I don't smoke. But I don't regret the times that I did, and I used to do it a lot. But that was the past. But I don't care if anybody smokes or drinks around me. I'm like, you do you. You know what I mean? I'm tired of getting DUIs and getting jammed up on dumb shit. You know, nigga want to, you know, have his license. It's fun not being scared when the cops roll up on you, you know. Even though it still had me like. Once you get your license back straight, though, it's like they don't fuck with you. It's like they can sense it. Like, I didn't think I ain't scared no more. Your license suspended. For ten years like mine was, they'd be like, we could tell his license suspended. Let's pull him over for nothing. TK Wright says, I do sing to my kids though. Ever since they were babies. I hear that. Man, listen, if you won't sing to a baby, like, damn man, I mean, come on. If a baby start booing you, you, that's a bad. Yo, the baby start booing like, boo. Ain't nobody call you. Don't start that scratching shit. Boo. Okay. Robbie Mink says, I wouldn't eat on the first date because I was too shy. I'm glad you brought that up. I know, listen, a lot of women won't eat in front of their man in the beginning. You hungry as shit. And then you got the, then you got chicks who eat too much and like, damn, you's a fucking hog. You're greedy, John. I got you. Healthy appetite. This shit is going to be expensive. From now on, we going to boss the market this shit up. We going to Chinese buffet this shit. No more expensive restaurants for you. You're an eater. You're an eater and you're a drinker. Man, fucking $500 bill. You know what I mean? Nah, TGI Fridays for you. Get you see how much of this nasty ass garbage food you eat. You know that food at TGI Fridays, nasty the motherfuckers. Like, I don't know nobody who be like, yo, man, I like to go to TGI Fridays. They should be, yo, that shit garbage. But you'll never hear about no TGI Fridays closing down. Shit nasty, right? That shit nasty. Who out there like TGI Fridays? Who? Now, you might cop out to Applebee's or something like that. But you ain't going to tell me you like TGI Fridays. Tell me what you like at TGI Fridays. Name something at TGI Fridays that's good. Anything. Even the fries bad at TGI Fridays. Them shits be getting cold fast and shit. You know, they got the skin on the potato. TGI Friday is a they ought to call that shit food failure. Call that shit food failure. Okay. But yeah, Robbie Rob, I've known women that was, come on now. I've known some big Johns and they would not eat in front of you. Like, I'm like, I know you eat somewhere. Yeah, Magnificent Morocco. Iverson did love to go to TGI Fridays, but he ain't go for the food. I ain't never seen him eat no food while he was there. He was just too busy balling. He was just balling. And you know what? Everybody used to go to TGI Fridays. He would go there. Ram Squad would go up there. Major Figures. I was like, what the fuck is this Friday? This TGI Friday shit. One TGI Friday is the one on City Line Avenue. Now watch. Some out-of-towner is going to be like, "City, it's not City Line Avenue. It's City Avenue." No, it's not. And it never will be. If you grew up here anytime before the 1990s, it's City Line Avenue. And Google trying to tell us that it was never called, it has never actually said City Line Avenue. I saw it. It used to say City Line Avenue. And then they changed that shit to City Avenue. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh, they took the line out. Now they act like, no, it never said City Line Avenue. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And you could take City Line Avenue to Township Line Avenue. I remember where City Line Avenue met Township Line Avenue. I mean, Township Line Road. Okay. Robin, I would only eat something light, but after I know you, I want a meal. TK right says, Robin, I'm the opposite. I'm kicking up my feet and asking him if he's going to eat what's on his plate. Oh yeah, she do with the rest of the women usually do. I don't know what that's about. Like, why y'all can't just eat off your own plate? Like, what is that? What is that? It wouldn't take sharing too far. No, I said, I at least want to have an idea of how healthy you eat. Makes sense to me. See, Carrie Rice said, she said, oh, she got a picture of a pig. Yo. 2-hour wait list. Yeah. That Fridays used to be off the chain in the 90s. Off the chain. TK writes a TGI Fridays. City Ave. Did you write City Ave? You wrote City Ave. Can you write that the right way and write City Line Ave? Oh, you said you wrote that. Oh, you said that on purpose. Phew. All right. I was on City Line Ave when I first moved here. It still meets Township. I'm talking about City Line Avenue used to meet Township Line, not City Ave. I don't know what that is. I don't know where that meets anything. It's new. They just unveiled that shit, City Ave. I know if you go on the other side of that City Ave, then you ain't in the city no more. How about that? How about that? How about that? On that line, it's just like Cheltenham Avenue. This side of Cheltenham Avenue, Philly. This side of Cheltenham Avenue, Cheltenham. This side, Philadelphia County. That side, where Carol live at. You know, bougie. You know, black people who move out to the county, Montgomery County, not those other discount counties, move to the most expensive county in the whole state, Montgomery. Yes, where Bill Cosby lives at. Anyway. Oh, Meg, you worked there back in the day? Okay. TK Wright says, that location is called The Club. That place and the old City Line IHOP was the club. Oh, yeah, the IHOP that was up there. That wasn't a good IHOP. But why would you ever close down an IHOP? And they still haven't found a good replacement. But what they would never do in front of you. I've known crackheads, but they would never smoke crack in front of me. I've known drug addicts that were straight strung out, but they would not do those drugs in front of me or in front of other people that they know. Like, no. Mm-mm. You know they get high. But they ain't getting high in front of you. They ain't get down like that. Mm-mm. I've known people who sniff coke, but I haven't known anybody who sniffed coke around me. Not that I can think of. I don't know anybody that's ever sniffed coke in front of me. What was the club in the hotel? Oh, wasn't it Quincy's? Wasn't that Quincy's? I think it was Quincy's. At Adams Mark Hotel. Yeah, it was Quincy's. I believe. Wasn't it Quincy's? I think it was Quincy's. Wasn't it Quincy's? Yeah, I think it was Quincy's. No, wasn't it? Hey, Morocco, wasn't it Quincy's? I think it was Quincy's.
Denny's was the backup spot. Yeah, when Denny's was there, yeah. That shit was. I'm good. Carol said, don't talk about my neighbor, Mr. Cosby. I'm just saying. look, D. Carey right throwing shade. Carol, don't fall asleep around your neighborhood. You know what? That's what I'm saying. I know people who won't smoke, drink, talk about sex or curse around me. I think that's funny. It's something. Yeah, it was Quincy's, right? All right, yeah, it was Quincy's. And the people used to go there. It was aight. Little small job. But. Yeah. But I don't know. In Philly, we make a big deal out of the smallest bullshit. Oh, yeah, we going to the Clam Bar. The Clam Bar was like a diner.
It wasn't even that. The clam bar was like an inside. Yeah, it was sort of like a hot dog stand inside. No bullshit. It was like a hot dog stand that was on the inside. The clam bar. So you think, I mean, it sounds like something like that might be a little swanky. Yeah, you know, we was at the clam bar, you know what I'm saying? The chicks rolled up and the clam bar. Like, the clam bar? I went to the clam bar. I was like, when they put this shit between Pat's and Gino's? My brother was like, yeah, you know, that's all it is. I was like, oh. And what we doing here? Well, they got a good fish hoagie. I was like, a fish hoagie? A fish hoagie? I was like, I ain't eating no fish hoagie. He was like, I'm telling you, oh, the fish hoagie, all that. Man, I ain't eating that shit. He was like, all right, take a bite of mine. I was like, man, this shit is... Yo, let me get it. Yo, you get fish hoagie. Yeah. But give me the trout one. I don't want the flounder shit. Yeah, fish hoagie, good mofo. Fish hoagie was on point. The clam bar. Sam's clam bar. In our games? Huh. In our games. That sounds like somebody who be my cousin. Boa noti, amigo. What's that? Portuguese? Hola, amigo. Okay. He said, okay, we going to bookbinders. Then Piccadilly. The pick? All right, man, we not doing this tonight. All right. Bilal's had the banging fish. Yes, they did. They had all kinds of hoagies. I mean, a lamb hoagie. All right. All right. Oh, no, we good. Everybody, we got a little bit of time. All right, but yeah, man, what they would never do in front of you. When you really think about it, when somebody won't do something in front of you, are they saying that they respect you? Are they saying that you're not worthy? Are they saying that they're uncomfortable? Are they saying that, you know, what are they saying? You know, what do you get out of that when somebody won't do something in front of you that may be just something matter of fact that most people would do without even thinking about whether it affects somebody or not? Well, when somebody won't do something that is just a regular thing to do, it can mean that, yeah, their comfortability level around you really isn't there. It's just, you know, or their trust level for you isn't there. It can mean that your relationship is really not in the right place yet. Doesn't mean that it'll never get there, but it can mean that it's not there. It can mean that it's not there. It is not there. Oh, crap. Okay. Look, now I'm out of Facebook jail. I can share the show myself. It's like I ain't used to doing this shit no more. This is crazy, man. This crazy. That old crazy shit, baby. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that it's probably a good thing to be able to get comfortable around people enough to be able to express yourself freely. You know, if you are part of a couple and you really can't trust your man or your woman enough to be able to express yourself freely, To me, that's a problem. To me. You know? I think that's a little bit of a concern that I would have. Because I would definitely want to be able to talk freely, move freely, express myself, and be myself. My real self. Not the self that somebody wants me to be or that they hope I would be, but my real self, my authentic self. But for some people, that's more of a luxury than a privilege. It doesn't mean that you won't get there one day. It may very well mean that you are going to get there one day. But you ain't there today. You ain't there today. You know. Keep working on it though. It's gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right. Think it won't. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout outs. And then we can get on up out of here. And let me get on with your night. I said, go on and get it right. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 27th, right, Carol? July 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Ontario. Kim Wilson, happy birthday to you. And Jody Marilando, happy birthday to you, go-getter. And Tracy Phipps Smith, turning 50 years old today, 71. That's what I'm talking about. And Nisha Swain, turning 40 years old today. She's in the 40-40 club and is staying that way. Hey, 10 years, baby. And also Tisha Singletary, turning 42 years old today. And Rosemary Davis, turning 63 years old today. And Akadre Jumoke, happy birthday to you. And Lolisha, that's right, not Lolita, Lolisha Michelle Dickerson, turning 64 years old today. And Dorinda Watson, my girl Dorinda, happy birthday to you. And my girl Inez McKinney, turning 51 years old today, Inez. And last but certainly not least, my girl Tanya Respis, Market with a T. She's a go-getter. That's what I'm talking about. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious July 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, what they will not do in front of you, what they won't do in front of you says a lot about the relationship that y'all have. Maybe the respect is there. Maybe it's not. Maybe y'all really on board. Maybe you're not hot. Maybe you have a lot more to go, and it's not time to show. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Nonetheless, there's something to be said about people who won't do things in front of you, or should we say in your presence. Either way, how it goes, if they don't do it in front of you, they do it in front of somebody else, and it's going to be a surprise when you find out that they do what they say that they don't do, or what other people didn't know that they did, you know? So, yeah, you might keep the things that you do in the tuck. You might keep them on a Lizzo, or you might do it in front of certain people and not others. There is a such thing as discretion, and you have every right to use it as you see fit. And other people have that right too. And that could explain some of why they do or they don't, or they will or they won't, or they coming on through, or they change it up on you. I will see y'all tomorrow night. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we will be here. Yeah. So let's do this. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. We holler back.